This is Married Muth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We've jumped forward to John 15, verses 1 through 11 in the International Children's Bible, ICB, and this is what it says. I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that does not produce fruit. Then he trims and cleans every branch that produces fruit, so that it will produce even more fruit. You are already clean because of the words I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can produce fruit alone. It must remain in the vine. It is the same with you. You cannot produce fruit alone. You must remain in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. If a person remains in me and I remain in him, then he produces much fruit. But without me, he can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, then he is like a branch that is thrown away. That branch dies. People pick up dead branches, throw them into the fire, and burn them. Remain in me and follow my teachings. If you do this, then you can ask for anything you want, and it will be given to you. You should produce much fruit and show that you are my followers. This brings glory to my Father. I loved you as the Father loved me. Now remain in my love. I have obeyed my Father's commands, and I remain in his love. In the same way, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. I have told you these things so that you can have the same joy I have. I want your joy to be the fullest joy. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I thank you for the lessons you gave me last summer with my peach tree. It needed to be pruned. It had far too many peaches on it, and the peaches could have been so much better if there were less branches to hold them. And Lord, I got a little greedy, and I didn't want to prune it, and therefore the branches kept falling off the tree and breaking. And so, Lord, that's a great lesson for me today, that we need to trust the gardener. The gardener knows what to do, and sometimes, Lord, we get upset when you prune us. We think it's not for our good, it's only for our bad. But Lord, your pruning skills are so much better than ours, because you see the whole tree from beginning to end, and we can't. So right now, as the gardener of our lives right now, Lord, we pray that you would prune us in a way that would cause more growth and more fruit. We know that it glorifies you and it glorifies our Father in heaven when we bear much fruit. Forgive us for sticking our face in the ground and not looking around and not wanting to have fruit. Forgive us for living selfishly. Forgive us for thinking of only our own agenda and not yours. Forgive us for trying to do life on our own without your strength, without abiding in the vine. I think about a grapevine and how I even have some in my backyard, and how if there happened to be one that just had broken off and was laying on the ground and no grapes grew because it was unattached to the root system. And Lord, we need to be attached to you. We cannot produce fruit alone. We have to remain in you. So Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for living in our own strength. Forgive us for thinking it's all up to us. Forgive us for trying without first laying down our lives in thanksgiving to you because of what you have done. We have to remain in you. Teach us what that means. What does it mean today in this world, in our lives, amidst our family, in our struggles? What does it mean for us today to remain in you, to have faithfulness to you, to have fidelity to you, to love you alone, to love you more than anything else? Lord, forgive us for chasing after idols. Forgive us for chasing our reputation. Forgive us for worrying about the opinions of others more than we worry about the opinion of you. Forgive us for thinking that things would fill us up. Forgive us for thinking that health would fill us up ultimately. Forgive us for thinking that if only our relationships were all okay in one moment, then we would have happiness. Lord, forgive us for thinking that happiness comes from things outside ourselves when actually they come from you within us. Lord, we rejoice in you and we choose to remain in you. Lord, we realize we can do nothing apart from you. Forgive us for trying to do it by ourselves. And thank you for living within us through the power of the Holy Spirit to will and to work for your good pleasure. We rest in your completed work on the cross. There's nothing we could do to complete that work. We are healed. We are forgiven. We stand before you cleansed because of what you've done. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I so appreciate you. And just a reminder that there is a Pray Every Day app. You can get it on iTunes and also Google Play, and you will receive not only this podcast every single day, but a devotional that I've written for you that is healing in nature. So hope that blesses you, and feel free to pass it on to a friend who's struggling. Have a great day.